This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I had a bad changeover today, Scott.
Yeah?
A bad changeover.
How do you get a...
Well, I had to run out and grab something, and nothing's... Live read's not loaded. Twitch and YouTube streams aren't up.
Well,
I'm not ready to go. Can you whistle for a second here?
You don't want me to whistle.
Can you sing?
I could, but I...
in a fountain.
Yeah, wow. How old is my co-host? We're going to take guesses right now.
Flintstones. Meet the Flintstones.
Interesting.
Yeah. Did I just slip a movie reference past you?
And no, you went Three Coins in a Fountain. It's just, it's an old song, dude.
No, and then I went Flintstones.
Right.
I've totally slipped the movie reference past you.
By saying Flintstones meet the Flintstones?
By going Three Coins in a Fountain and then Flintstones.
Oh.
You have no idea what it's from.
I don't know. I feel like it's Three Amigos or something. I don't know. What
That's actually stunningly close. It's Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Yeah, so it's a
Steve Martin film. And Steve Martin tried to get everybody on the bus to sing Three Coins in a Fountain, and nobody knew it. Then John Candy's character started singing the Flintstones, and everybody knew it. And Steve Martin was disgusted. But anyway.
I got it now.
Yeah.
I do
way
remember.
To go, Doug. Way to reference a movie
those
40 years old.
Those aren't pillows.
No. You know? Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's a great movie.
It is a good movie.
A Christmas movie.
Yep.
Is it Christmas or Thanksgiving?
It's Christmas. He's going home for Christmas, and Dell has nowhere to go. But you don't know that till the end.
I mean,
of the
it's
movie,
tough yeah. when you're a
shower curtain
salesman.
Shower yeah. curtain ring salesman.
Right, right. Not even shower curtains.
He sold the rings.
Very yeah. specific.
Yep. But anyway, how are you today?
Yeah.
Uh-oh. You're not good?
No.
What? Oh, Tigers?
Part of it.
Yeah, I gave up last night. I'm like, forget this. I didn't even start the game.
It was so bad. It's,
did you go walking there?
I feel like I'd done a couple of walk-ins in the last minute. They were totally unintentional walking.
So bad.
So bad. Yeah. Guys, got to be better. We're throwing a ball all over the place. I'm tired.
Yeah.
Stayed up last night watching a terrible team. I mean, the defense has been absolutely horrific lately. I thought I saw last night, it may have been a mirage, but was it seven straight games with an error, which is the longest streak of error games since 2009?
Is that right?
Yikes. That's not good. That's terrible. And I mean, it's everybody. Everyone's to blame in this thing. I mean, the defense has been so bad. It's whether it's just a bad decision like Riley Green not throwing to the cutoff man or trying to intentionally throw the guy out the plate when you have no shot. You know, Colt Keith dropping pop flies, Zach McKinstry throwing the ball all over the place, and there was confusion on a play last night. It was a ground ball to shortstop. Trey Sweeney's got it, and he's going to start what looks like could be the double play, getting ready to throw it to Torres at second, but Zach McKinstry's over there. Like Zach McKinstry crossed over from third base as he's running to try to make the play that he shouldn't have because Trey Sweeney's got it. And then he keeps running, gets over there to second base, and Trey Sweeney kind of like double clutches, like, okay, I got to throw it to you. Like, what is that?
Mm-hmm.
Casey Mize fielding a ball and then throwing it in the stands. It's just been horrible, and there have been a few others that just go in there. This is not characteristic of the Tigers.
You know what it is? They inadvertently adapted to the environment around them. They went to a minor league park played like a minor league team.
They absolutely did. And, you know, I look at that and I wonder how much of that is just the unfamiliarity of playing in the surroundings there. I mean, it's that sounds like an excuse, right?
Yep.
Hey, I haven't had a chance to acclimate myself.
It shouldn't make a damn difference.
It shouldn't make any difference. You know, you've got, it's 90 feet between the bases.
I said it in jest. Let me be clear about that.
Yes, but I had it in my show sheet. Like, is this a problem? Or thinking of it, I don't know if I actually put it in my show sheet. It was a note I had in a show sheet that I knew I was going to relate it to this. That this ballpark, I want to just say, yuck, throw it in the garbage. They won't have to worry about this again. Because that was just strange how things worked out in that ballpark, and they're not going to have to play in that ballpark again. But it was three straight games of ineptitude all over the place. AJ Hinch said it after the game.
He swore.
Yeah, he did. As he should have. It was a blanky series, right? Yeah. They did poorly in all facets of the game. He said it. You know, pitching, hitting, fielding, bullpen, everything. Bad. Mm-hmm. No bueno.
No. So, very no bueno.
Yeah. Fly out to Kansas City and take the day off and get back at it tomorrow night. And, you know, you find yourself only 8.5 games up. It was, it's like that. It changes.
Yeah.
It's still a huge lead.
It's still a huge lead. I mean, we're getting into September.
This weekend. But this series against the A's was awful. I hope we can just literally say yuck and throw it in the garbage.
It happens in baseball seasons. It's happened once to this team already. It happens to everybody. They just got to get back to being, they got a month here. They got a month. And, you know, they can't, if this team shows up in the postseason, it'll be a quick postseason.
Yeah.
If this version of the Tigers, I mean, it'll be very quick.
Guys, they never win in Sacramento. Who cares?
That's a good point. Actually, the funny thing is, there's that stat floating around that the Tigers are like 16-30 against the A's over the last. It's worse than that. The A's have had their number.
I guess they only beat them in the playoffs. Yeah. I mean, the other thing last night, I didn't win the lottery. I didn't win the Powerball.
Well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah.
Nobody
wins when I don't win the Powerball.
Nobody won?
Well, I don't think anybody won last night, but I'm saying nobody, none of my friends, nobody benefits when I don't win the Powerball. When I win the Powerball, everybody benefits. People are going to want me to win the Powerball.
Yeah, I do. All right, here it is. Since 2017, the Tigers are 13-40 against the Athletics.
13-40?
Yeah.
Wow. Really?
That can't be true. That can't be true. I saw this floating around, and I'm only seeing it basically being retweeted by fan accounts. Is that true?
I don't know if that's true.
It's pretty bad.
That's really bad. I mean, if you said 13 out of 40, even then it's still
13-27 sounds would be terrible. Yeah, but
I don't believe it.
A's swept them. So, okay. So Brad Holmes spoke this morning. I want to tie in something he had to say with a prediction I saw for this team that is being unveiled as we speak. We will get to that today at 10:20. It's a bit of a surprising prediction. What if I told you, Scott, we got a what if I told you prediction with the Detroit Lions? We'll get to that at 10:20. Hey, it's Doug Karsh for Sarah Chevrolet in Sterling Heights. And they're coming in hot with summer send-off savings right now. Lease a new 2026 model year Equinox LT for just $359 per month for 36 months with zero money down. $359. Go down to 17.5 in Van Dyke and Sterling Heights, 87-SAY-SARAH or saysarah.com. Together, let's drive with GM employee discount, finance through Ally Financial, 10,000 miles per year, plus taxes and fees with approved credit. Offer ends. It's coming up. Offer ends September 2nd.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments, Maurice's.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can we focus on what Doug got right, not what Doug got wrong?
You got the movie right.
I got the movie right. I got the sequence right from the scene. It was apparently a Thanksgiving movie, not a Christmas movie. But it goes back to one of the things that we believe, and we just want to advise everybody, if you are ever hosting a talk show, do not make a factual mistake and then throw it to commercial break.
Don't do it.
Because the texts don't stop because they don't hear you correct it. And so they just keep coming and coming and coming. And then you're like, I know. I can't do anything about it. We can't bring it to the commercial break. We'll make the correction in a second. So, and I just broke one of the cardinal rules. I made a factual statement, an incorrect factual statement. I take great pride in trying to be factual at all times, but mistakes are made, Scott. And I made one. And guess what?
It's okay.
I just sit through the commercial break.
I felt like I kind of led you down that path because was it a Christmas movie? That's what I said, forgetting if it was Christmas or Thanksgiving. Yeah. And
we've already dedicated way too much time to a movie that's 35, 40 years old.
But the movie holds up. Go see it. Rent it today. Or find it on Netflix or wherever.
Or don't, whatever. You do you. Or watch college football tonight. Wow. Yeah.
And there's that too.
Yeah.
Make some time for Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
All right, so the roster is almost set. They got that one spot open that looms. Last year, the Lions played in one of the toughest divisions, really, ever. I mean, if you start thinking about, there were 22 games over. Outside the division, the NFC North was 22 games over 500, which is pretty damn impressive. And of course, the Lions went 15-2, came down to the last week of the season, and beat Minnesota with the division title, the first round bye, and having to play in week one on the road, on the line. A 14-3 team had to go on the road. And, of course, it was Minnesota having to go to Phoenix to play the Rams, and they lost that playoff game. But Scott, I saw a very interesting prediction that is slowly, it's a kind of a slow rollout. The Athletic is doing predictions by division by days, and today was the NFC North and AFC North. They have released the NFC East and AFC East. They have released the NFC South and the AFC South. Today was the NFC North and AFC North.
You know what tomorrow is going to be?
I do. It's going to be the NFC West and the AFC West, Scott.
Likely.
Yeah. Well, they have at the top of the page, it says Friday. So, yes.
Right.
Yeah. It's going to be tomorrow. Here is their prediction for the NFC North. In last place, the Bears at 8-9. Minnesota, 10-7. Green Bay, 10-7. And the Lions, 12-5. When they released the predictions for the other divisions, now, how would you feel? How do you think Detroit would handle a 12-5 regular season?
I think pretty well. I think there's anything wrong with 12-5. Win the division.
Yep.
I think 15-2 is so incredibly hard to do or duplicate. I think fans feel like there's going to be a couple bumps in the road. They think the schedule is tougher. So 12-5. I mean, if you're going to tell me to win 12 games, I'll take it.
Let me add in this. In their NFC East prediction, they got Philly winning the division at 11-6. The NFC South, they have the Tampa Bay Buccaneers winning the division at 10-7. So tomorrow, unless they have San Francisco or maybe the Rams.
Rams are the hot pick right now.
Do you think they'll be 13-4?
No.
So 12-5 and still the one seed? I mean,
thank you.
Yeah, sure.
Stay healthy.
They kind of broke the scale last year, going 15-2. I mean, teams go 15-2, but you don't have to go 15-2. Many people look at the schedule and go, oh. Many people look at the loss of Frank Ragnow and the two coordinators and go, oh. But but what if they, I mean, if they go 12-5 with this schedule, stay healthy, and are still the one seed, that's a pretty great scenario, isn't it?
Yes. It's a fantastic scenario. Look, I mean, again, the 15 wins last year, I think, took everybody kind of by surprise, given all the injuries that kept mounting up after like week five. They just kept mounting and kept getting worse and worse and worse. And yet the team just kept winning. So you see what happened in the offseason. And yeah, there's some big changes on this team. But it doesn't mean that the big changes can't be handled. Right? I don't have any issue with the coordinators leaving. Okay. And what's the big deal? Coordinators leave all the time. You know, how's it? Did the team disappear? No, it's the same team. There aren't many roster tweaks to this one. There's a big one at center. And it's going to be a downgrade at center. No offense to Graham Glasgow, but he's not Frank Ragnow. That's fine. But can Tate Ratledge be better than Zeitler was last year? He can be. So you can make something up there. But I don't care about the coordinators. I just don't. I think that's such a... to me, it's a lazy take. It's a lazy take by people outside the Detroit media who don't understand what has happened here, who haven't seen everything unfold from moment one when these guys were hired in the first place. And when these guys, I mean Dan Campbell and Brad Holmes, of what they've done. What Dan Campbell specifically did to instill and install this offense. It's Dan Campbell's offense. Stop with the Ben Johnson crap, okay? Ben Johnson did a great job here. Fine. But I expect whoever else is going to take care, and now it's Johnny Morton, that he'll be fine. All you have to do is go back to last year. If I could only think of a team that was able to endure a season where they turned over their coordinators and had brand new coordinators. Oh, wait, the Philadelphia Eagles did that, and they won the Super Bowl. I'm not concerned about the coordinator thing.
Yeah.
I'm just not.
Well, here's something to remember is if the coordinators aren't working out, Dan Campbell's already shown he'll make a change. Midway through Anthony Lynn's season as the offensive coordinator, he took the play calling away from him.
Season one.
Aubrey Pleasant lasted 2 months into a season and he got fired. Like if something is going wrong, they'll change midstream, and they'll try to improve how it's going with the coordinator. So that should be reassuring that the head coach isn't afraid to make tough decisions. I mean, when you work with people and your guys are on your staff and you're in the foxhole together, you get to know them, it gets to be very, very tough. So I'm hearing you and I'm with you. I'm not saying that those guys aren't losses. I think they are losses, but I also think their formula typically is, it's not like they're going to go out and hire some noob who doesn't know anything about what they're doing.
It's not unrecoverable. You know, they promoted from within with the defensive coordinator, and the offensive coordinator that they hired in started here. I shouldn't say started, but he was here.
Yeah.
When these guys started. So I don't think this is anywhere near the concern that others outside of this fine media market feel like it is.
Okay, let me be clear here. You're not saying it's not potentially a loss. You think it's that card is being overplayed.
Way overplayed.
Okay. 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson. All right, so coaching staff got set in the offseason. Roster's now set-ish. There's the one spot on the practice squad and one spot on the 53-man that are still open. I honestly don't expect anything big to come out of that 53rd man. I don't think they're about to trade for Micah Parsons. And I've gotten to the point, I don't think they're bringing back Za'Darius Smith. And it has a little bit to do with the way Brad spoke today, but I think it would have happened by now. And I on top of that, in the waiver claims, they added two defensive linemen. I don't think they went to 50 so they could add three. I find that hard to believe. But hey, look, maybe I'll be wrong on this one. As I sit here though on August the 28th at 10:25 in the morning, I do not think it is going to be Za'Darius Smith. All right, phone calls. A question, bottom line question for Brad Holmes. He was asked today. He and Ray Agnew, who was at the assistant GM, were at the podium together, and they both answered it. We'll play it for you. Hey, have you built a Super Bowl team? Is this a Super Bowl winning roster? That was the question. Hear what they had to say at 10:35. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with All Trails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Open lines, 248-539-9797. Let's go to Brian in Detroit. You're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
Brian? Sounds like he's there.
Does sound like
it. All right, Brian, thank you very much. 248-539-9797. Okay, so we're talking about the Brad Holmes speaking with the media today, and, you know, the idea that they've left this roster spot open. They've got one spot on the practice spot squad open. I do not think it's Za'Darius Smith. I do not. I think the Za'Darius Smith thing would have happened by now. And Brad basically, he didn't imply that anything was pending with Za'Darius Smith. And I'm not, and we'll play the soundbite. He did a lot of housekeeping today, and we'll play the soundbite for you later in the show. But I'm not, you know, Scott, I think it was an exchange where one of the reporters asked him, why did you go down to 50 and not just keep three guys up to 53 and cut them? And he said, they didn't live up to the standard, which was an interesting answer. Like, they had guys that they didn't want on the roster because they didn't, as he put it, make the team.
But they're on the practice squad.
They're on the practice squad. So maybe they can start to live up to the standard later. But there's, you know, you got a team with still an open spot.
How do you feel about that message? When you use that term, they didn't live up to the standard. You're telling all the guys that are now on the practice squad they didn't live up to the standard.
I think you're telling them they got work to do. You got work to do if you're going to make this. If we're going to call you up. Yeah, it was kind of weird. I don't think he really understood the question, which was, hey, you could just keep those guys, right? Not expose them to waivers and then see if there's anybody you like more that becomes available rather than work the other way. But hey, whatever. I'm not, you know, I think Brad usually has a plan and Brad usually does something smart. So,
yeah, I mean, yeah, they've constructed a heck of a roster. That wording seems a little weird to me. It seems like it could really ruffle some feathers, but maybe that's the intention to try to
could be
get the most out of somebody. I don't know.
All right. So right now, have they constructed a Super Bowl roster? That's the ultimate goal, is to win the Super Bowl. It was Brad Holmes and Ray Agnew were at the podium. Here's what Brad Holmes had to say. That's a more specific answer.
Yeah, Brad Holmes' answers seemed like went off the rails a little bit.
I mean, he basically ran down the entire organization.
Those on Twitter, I know, are kind of, and YouTube, that are watching the live stream with the video are wondering why I'm like kind of, you know, batting flies out of midair, because I was like out of just kind of picking it out of thin air, some kind of answer that nobody was expecting him to go towards ownership at the end when you talk about the roster of the team.
Well, I guess our question is to the people now, are you comfortable with this roster? Do you think this team can win the Super Bowl? Are you confident that they can win the Super Bowl? 248-539-9797. Because I will tell you that that 53rd spot is such a point of curiosity. Why have they left it open? I don't expect anything big. I don't expect anything big, but I think a lot of people are going to hope that they're going to do something sizable with that last roster spot. But if they don't, are you comfortable with this team being a Super Bowl contender? And I, for one, am. There's no such thing as a perfect team. It's clear that they've war-chested money to sign their own guys. Brad talked about it again today. It's clear that they love flexibility, and the cap space that they have could be extraordinarily valuable in a couple of months when we hit the trade deadline. So I don't expect a big move now. And I'm not sure I expect one at the trade deadline, but I think they like having the flexibility to do so. He mentioned that word a few times today. But are you comfortable that this is a Super Bowl contender and one that you're not mad about how they construct the roster? You're happy with the roster. Let's go. Let's just go. Now it's just a matter of going to do it.
Well, like Ray Agnew,
they got the material to do it. Sorry, go ahead.
Like Ray Agnew said, they've got difference makers at every level. So if you're going to tell me that the difference makers stay healthy, this team's going to get to the Super Bowl. I think this roster is that good.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this team is that good. But so much is dependent on the luck that is how healthy is your team in the playoffs.
Yeah.
We saw last year how devastating it was to this team once they got in the playoffs. They were able to withstand it during the regular season, but in the playoffs it just became a little too much, and then your difference maker players didn't play like difference makers. And that's a combo you can't have. But if this team is healthy, particularly with Hutchinson, St. Brown, Goff, Jahmyr Gibbs, the safeties on this team,
Kirby Joseph,
Branch, Ryan Joseph, Branch, yeah. And Terry and Arnold. Give me that. Give me healthy. If you're going to tell me those guys are healthy, I'm going to tell you this is the toughest team to beat in the NFL.
248-539-9797. Let's get to your phone calls. We go to Jim in Grosse Pointe. You're on 97.1. Hi, Jim.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
We're all great. Right. Thank you.
Good. Yeah, you know, I think it's a great question, and it's really hard for fans because we just don't have the information that the people who are making all the great decisions are doing. You know, is Terry and Arnold going to have that bounce back year? Like you said, is everybody going to be healthy? I think seeing the offensive line come together and play is just going to make a huge difference in the confidence. And then, of course, first couple games, depending on what happens, we'll make overreaction decisions and judgments like we always do.
Yep. I mean,
you know, but
go ahead. Sorry.
No, my fault. It is there. The components are there. Like, it's all the X factors that really we don't have control of, like every NFL team. Do you stay healthy? Who takes that jump that's hopeful and expected based on their draft position the year before? Or incoming rookies, who's going to surprise you and perform like a Brian Branch did in year one? You know, that's the difference right there.
I'm really chesty. A couple things that you brought up there, Jim. One is I'm really chesty about this draft class. I think Ratledge, Williams, and Tesla have impressed so far. And I think that this draft class has a chance to rival all the other great draft classes. We ran down sort of the three or four players that he's gotten out of every draft. It truly is amazing. That's one. Two is you talked about players taking a jump. Brad Holmes was asked that question today. Is there a player or two that have really stood out that have taken a leap forward in the offseason? And the first name he said was Terrion Arnold. And I think that kind of falls in line with what a lot of people expect and hope.
Do you expect Williams to get pressure on the quarterback or just clog that middle so, you know, the run game stops and maybe collapse the hole a little bit? Do you think he's, you know...
I don't think he's going to be Aaron Donald or Lee McNeil in year one. No, I do think he has a very good chance of impacting the run game and collapsing the pocket.
I think that's why they brought him in, though, Jim. I think that's why they drafted him. I think that they feel the upside of him is kind of like an Lee McNeil type that will get pressure from there. But I'm... Like Doug, I'm not sure he does that from day one, but that's the intention.
Can't wait to see those two out there at the same time. That'll be great. Thanks again for everything, boys. Great show.
Appreciate it, Jim. 248-539-9797. Justin and Madison. Hi, you're on 97 on the ticket. Hi, Justin.
Hey, fellas. Good to talk to you. Look, man, when I heard that cut from Brad Holmes, like, I love everything that Brad Holmes has done as a GM, right? This is probably the best roster the Detroit Lions have ever had, maybe rivaled by one of those 90s teams, all right? But, like, I was talking with Kenny on the screen, and I said, just lie to me, man. Like, yes, tell me yes. This is the best team the Lions have ever had. We are absolutely going to go out and compete for a Super Bowl. This team can get it. Just lie to me. And Kenny made a good point. He said a couple years ago, Brad Holmes kind of did that, right? He kind of came out and said, yes, it's Super Bowl or bust. We're going for everything. And then he backed down from that. And that was such a good point by Kenny. don't back away. Don't shy away. The team just keeps getting better. Double down, man. Just lie to me, because when you don't lie to me, now you leave me in a position to speculate. Well, now I got to read between the lines, and are we going to draft, or are we going to sign Zadarius Smith, or are we going to go pick up, you know, another, like, just tell us what we want to hear. And when it doesn't happen, then backpedal instead of being mysterious. And now we all got to read between the lines. And, you know, I listen to every show you guys have, love all you guys. Like, so it's just all speculation, and then fans get riled up. I mean, listen to me, I'm riled up, man. Just lie to me. Get me fired up in a good way, not in a bad way.
You know what's funny about this, Justin? I'm not sure this call is truly a deep dive into Brad Holmes and what he needs to do, or more, it might be more about you.
You're probably right, man.
You are. I get it. Because it'll feel good in the moment.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
Like, right? You want to go out and win on Sunday. And when you don't, move on to the next game. I want to win right now. And me winning right now is my GM fired up telling me this is the best team the Lions have ever had. You know what I mean? Don't leave me. I'm excited for the season.
I don't think you have to feel like he's lying to you. I've been going back and forth with this question since you brought it up, and we had brought it up the other day. And initially I was like, well, no, I don't think that's the case, because this team had Frank Ragnow before on the offensive line, which was that's a big addition and a big omission when you look at this team. But the more I think about it, the more I think that, yeah, maybe this is the best roster they've ever had, because if I'm going to compare this roster to last year's roster, for instance, okay, they don't have Frank Ragnow. But like I said earlier, if Tate Ratledge can end up being better than Zeitler this year, it's not a wash, but it makes things a lot different. Mahogany can play at a level that is better than what Glasgow played last year at guard. Well, that ups it even more. The biggest differences and the biggest gains come from getting more experience. Do you expect Branch and Kirby Joseph to be better as they've got now 2 years under the belt? Do you expect Terry and Arnold to be much better this year than he was last year as a rookie? Do you expect that Jameson Williams is going to be much better this year than he was last year when he kind of had a little breakout, but I think he's going to take a bigger step this year? I mean, there's a lot of yes, 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 and yes.
Yep.
If you're going to tell me that Hutchinson plays the whole season, that's a heck of a lot better than what you got last year. So I'm now thinking that, yes, this is the best Lions roster we've ever seen. And no disrespect to the team from, you know, 1991, that went to whatever they were, 12-4, and made the playoffs and won that playoff game with Barry Sanders, but they didn't have the quarterback. This receiver group is better. I love Herman Moore, but this receiver group as a whole is better than, you know, than the Herman Moore and Perriman and the others back then. It just is. And the offensive line, love Lomas Brown. Lomas Brown and Penei Sewell are both really good, but they kind of play different positions. One's a left and one's a right. Penei Sewell and Taylor Decker at the tackles are better than what they had that year at the tackle. So it's, and the defense, there's just more playmakers on defense here than there were back then. I think it's a better roster.
248-539-9797. The roster's set. They're still at one open spot, which kind of makes everybody curious. They have 52 when they can have 53, but are they good enough right now to win the Super Bowl? Are you confident that this team, this Lions team, is the best chance they have ever had to win the Super Bowl? 248-539-9797. It's Carson Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Hey, Michigan Auto Law, auto accident attorneys. They specialize only in auto and truck accidents. Many law firms don't specialize, but focus on many different areas of the law. They also have elite customer service. Many people call Michigan Auto Law because they can't get a call back from the current law firm. Proactive communication is super important to them. Michigan Auto Law returns all phone calls within 24 hours. You will get a call back. So check them out online. They are the law firm that puts people over everything. Visit autolaw.com. That's autolaw.com. Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket, open lines, 248-539-9797. Look, we're asking, are you comfortable with this Lions roster? Do you think this is the best chance, this is the best chance they've ever had to win a Super Bowl? Are you chesty about this group? Or is that last roster spot they left open, is it very important to you do you think they absolutely have to add something else? I'm telling you, I really don't think it's going to be Za'Darius Smith. There's just the more I hear them talk and the longer this goes, I don't think it's going to be Za'Darius Smith. But 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We got a Brian in Detroit. You're next. Hello, Brian.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How y'all doing?
We're great, Brian. Hey, Brian. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Hey, Gad, I want to ask you a question.
All right.
I agree with you about the coordinator, but the year before when there was a chance Glenn and Johnson could have left, Gator, that's all they talked about, as if they had to have him. All I heard was Goff was great when he got Johnson. Now all of a sudden these two guys are gone, plus their best lineman. It's not going to be an effect on this team. It has to be an effect on this
team. Well, I mean, if you're asking me what I've said, I think I've been pretty consistent all along that I think Ben Johnson was great for this team, but if he were to leave, and I didn't want him to leave because I like the well-oiled machine and I like continuity, but if he were to have left, and he didn't, but if he were to have left, I was fine with it because I've always given Dan Campbell the credit because I don't think Dan Campbell gets enough credit for being the guy that brought the offense in the first place, for being the guy that took over for Anthony Lynn, for being the guy that actually called the plays. So, I mean, I actually think that the bigger loss to me, hang on, Brian, one more thing, and I'll let you go. I'll let you continue. The bigger loss to me is Aaron Glenn. I loved Aaron Glenn. I like Doug. I think we both say we both think he was a great leader of men, and I think that in the long run, I think that guy is going to be a better head coach than Ben Johnson. I really liked Aaron Glenn, and I'm not sure what to expect except, you know, Kelvin Shepard apparently is very well respected. And is also very fiery. So
I see why they hired him.
I can see why they hired him. Yep. I don't have as much confidence in him being able to replace Aaron Glenn as much as I do that Johnny Morton and the offense can hum along as well as they did previous.
Well, I agree with you about Johnson because I thought they overhyped him all the time. But I think the Lions have a great team. But I think Philly just have a better team. And I think that's what it's going to come down to. That hiccup, that was a hiccup against Washington. Goff just had a bad day. But it's going to come down to the Lions and Philly. And I think Philly just have a better team. And I think they're going back to the Super Bowl again.
Hey, appreciate the phone call, Brian. 248-539-9797. Philly's great. I mean, I think in a single game, yeah, Detroit can beat Philly. Philly, would, depending on where it's played, Philly would probably be favored. But I guess that's not a guarantee. I mean, are the Lions hungrier than Philly? I think it's really, really difficult. I think the motivation to repeat isn't the same as the motivation to get to the mountaintop for the first time. I think when you win back-to-back championships, you have rekindled the hunger and repeated the performance because it's not easy to win. And so, but when you've never won, it's an authentic drive to get you to the top. When you've won one and you've done the talk show tour and the banquet tour and you've had the Stanley Cup or the trophy and you've done whatever it is to take, like you've celebrated that and you get back at it, you want to repeat the feeling, but I don't think you can mimic what it's like for a team trying to do it the first time. Philly might be better than Detroit. And that doesn't mean Detroit's going to beat them. I think that's one advantage Detroit has over them is I think the Lions will be hungrier than any team that's already won it. And then when the Lions win it, they'll have to try and be the team that mimics it.
And being chesty about your team doesn't mean that the other teams are dog crap, right?
Right.
I think if the Lions stay healthy, yes, I think this is the team that wins the Super Bowl if they're healthy. But it's a giant if. And that doesn't mean they steamroll over everybody. There will be bumps in the road, and it will be tough to do. Why? Because there are teams in this conference, like Philadelphia, that are awfully tough. And you don't win a Super Bowl by accident. You know, Washington is awfully tough. I think that the teams in this division are going to give the Lions all they can handle. I just think in the end, the Lions end up being on top of everybody because they think they're the best.
Let's go to Bernard. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Bernard.
Hey, can you guys hear me?
Yes, yeah, got you loud and clear.
Okay. I couldn't make sure. I don't know, man. Can I be honest? I'm disappointed. I'm just disappointed. It seems like we always build the same type of team. We're good, but we're never a super team. We're never the super team that has everybody that everybody wants, and we're the dominant team going into it. It's always like now, the defensive line has to be the weakest defensive line in the NFC. And they know it, but they won't do anything about it.
You think the Lions' defensive line is the weakest defensive line in the NFC?
NFC. Everybody else makes an effort to make their defensive line tough. They'll have an edge, or they'll have a defensive tackle that is good.
Let me ask you this. So you don't think the Lions have an edge rusher?
We got one.
Okay, and is he good?
And he's one that everybody wants.
Is he good, Bernard?
Yeah, but he's good, but he's not great.
He's good, but he's not great.
Because we're always talking about getting somebody to help him.
Who is? Are you?
That's all people say. Hutch needs help.
Well,
but if he's great, does he need help?
I think the people that say it are asking for something that is almost never done, which is teams have two elite pass rushers. If you look around this league and the history of this league, it's a roster abnormality to have that. And we went back and looked at teams that have had like two guys in the top 10 in sacks on the same team, and there was like been one in the last 10 years. Like Hutch doesn't need help. It's a luxury if they happen to get another elite pass rusher. That's one. Two is, you made the comment, Bernard, that you they're not a team that has players that everybody wants. And I'm like, wait, what? Other teams don't want Gibbs, Amon-Ra, Penei Sewell. Other teams don't want Aiden Hutchinson, Kirby Joseph, Brian Branch, Terrion Arnold, Jared Goff. Other teams don't want these players?
But you keep saying Arnold, but Arnold hasn't proven anything.
Okay, fine. Take Arnold off the list. Give me all the rest. You don't think other teams want those players?
Branch is a good player up to game 10. After game 10, he fades away. He disappears.
Okay,
all right.
Even if I disagree with that premise, you know, teams want Kirby Joseph, Aiden Hutchinson. They don't want Jack Campbell. They don't want J-Mo, Amon-Ra, Jameer.
No, because they have their own players in those positions.
All right,
Bernard, I am.
Amon-Ra St. Brown is top five wide receiver in the NFL. Aiden Hutchinson is top five defensive end in the NFL. Sam Laporta, would you say he's top five tight end in the NFL?
If he's not, he's real close.
Real close if he's not. Penei Sewell, is he top right tackle in the NFL?
Yes.
I mean, just keep going on. The two safeties, both safeties are top 10 in the NFL.
I'm not sure.
Is J-Mo a nice compliment? Jameer Gibbs a top five running back?
I don't mind him saying he wants them to do more, but his premise was not. It's like he doesn't watch other teams.
No, you can't start with saying this is the worst defensive line in the NFC, which is a complete falsehood.
And you can't say they don't have players that other teams don't want. I'll give you, Jack Fox led the NFL in punting last year.
Wow. I agree with you. And the caller can be upset if he thinks they haven't done enough to put them over the top, which I think is what everybody says. When everybody says they want another defensive end, they want another edge rusher.
More assurance.
Because they want the assurance that they've got it now. Because this team is so close. They're so close, and if you get that one more piece to put you over the top, it literally puts you over the top to win what everybody wants, which is the Super Bowl. And I can understand that. Mm-hmm. And I'd like to see that piece land here as well. I don't know if it's feasible. You know, is Micah Parsons really on the trade block? Is he really? Is he? And if he is he attainable for the Lions for this season? Is that possible? Because if it is, then by all means, go get him. But if he's not and they can't do it, then okay, going to war with what they have is pretty good.
97-1 the ticket.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.